We begin at the top of Samech Vav Amud Aleph. This is a new case that the Gemara brings down, which is going to be connected to the Mishnah on Samech Hei Amud Beis, and we'll explain when we get there. So the Gemara begins, Chamra Atika Be'invi. If old chamra, old wine, got mixed in with grapes. So the shaila is, are you allowed to drink it or not? Why couldn't you drink it? It's wine and grapes. What's the problem? Well, we're assuming here that the wine is yayin nesach. So it's yayin nesach that gets mixed in with grapes. So says the Gemara, Divrei Hakol Beno Sein Tam. Everyone agrees that in order to be permitted to drink this mixture, it's to eat the grape, it's Beno Sein Tam. If the item gives off a new taste, then you wouldn't be able to consume it. If not, then you'd be fine. Now, obviously, the question you'd ask yourselves is, well, how are you going to taste it? You can't taste it if it has Yayin Nesach in it. So you could say you give it to a non-Jew to taste. Or, as Rashi explains, as a general idea of no Sein Tam, whenever Rashi says, V'chol hecha de'itmar no Sein Tam, ve'ein taimo nikar, whenever we say that the barometer is no Sein Tam and has to infuse taste into the item, ve'ein taimo nikar, and the taste isn't necessarily recognizable, so then the shir reverts to shishim. So that's the concept of batel b'shishim. It's really no Sein Tam. So if it gets mixed in, if old yayin nesach gets mixed in with grapes, in order to be able to eat or consume the mixture, it has to have a shishim of the heter corresponding to the iser. However, chamra chadasa b'invi, but if it's new yayin nesach that gets mixed in with grapes, then we have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye amr b'mashihu, Rava Amr ben Osein Tam. Abaye says that it's not butl because it asers b'mashehu, and Rava says no. Rava's consistent and says it's also shishim. If you have 60 times the amount corresponding to the iser, you would be allowed to consume the mixture. So the question is, what's the nekudas machlokas between Abaye and Rava? What are they arguing about? Why does Abaye come along now and change the barometer to mashahu when before it was no Sein Tam? Why does old wine any different than new wine? So says the Gemara as follows: Abaye Amr b'mashahu. Abaye says that new yayin nesach that gets mixed in with grapes is asr b'mashahu basar taima azlinan, because generally speaking, he says we go after the taste, even though chamra chadasa and envy are different types of grapes, but we go after the taste, not the fact that they have different names, but they have different tastes. So therefore, idi v'idi cha taimahu, they both taste exactly the same. That's the assumption, and therefore v'havala min b'mino, and therefore as a result, it's a case of min b'mino. You have two. It's like you have two items that are exactly the same mixed together. One iser, one heter, and the rule is, how do you determine whether it's a batel or not? Min b'mino b'mashahu. The rule is when min b'mino gets mixed together, they're exactly the same, then mashahu, we don't go by shishim. Shishim is only a rule when it's min b'she'eno mino. It's when two items that are of different, let's say, to make it easy, different taste and different names, then that's considered min b'she'eno mino, which has been no Sein Tam. But this is a case of min b'mino. Why? Even though the name is different, but the taste is exactly the same, it's min b'mino, it's going to be b'mashu. That's Abaye's opinion. So new wine and grapes have the same taste, but old wine is different. Rava Amar, b'no Sein Tam. Rava says, no, in this case, even of new wine that gets mixed in with grapes is going to be b'no Sein Tam, it's going to be shishim. Why? Basar shema azlinan. We go after, in order to determine whether the items are the same, if it's min b'mino, it's only if they share the same name. V'hai shema l'chud, v'hai shema l'chud. And here, in this case, they both have different names. One is wine, and one are grapes. Therefore, since they're different names, v'havali min b'she'eno mino, u'min b'she'eno mino b'no Sein Tam. And that's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava when it comes to new wine, Yayin Nesach, where it gets mixed together with grapes. So now the Gemara is going to bring a proof from our Mishnah against Abaye. Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and Samachem Beis, Yayin Nesach Shenafal Agabei Anavim. If Yayin Nesach falls on top of grapes, so the Mishnah says, wash them off, and they're mutter. But if they're mivukos, if they have cracks in them, usser, they become usser. Now it doesn't say exactly when they're usser. Are they usser b'mashu? Are they usser? Which is or the usser b'nosein time? Is it the taste, or is it shishim, or is it even less than shishim? So the Gemara says kasalka daita chamer chadasa b'envi. The assumption right now is that our Mishnah is talking about a case of new wine that gets mixed in with the grape that has a crack in it, and the other assumption is, my love in Osein Tam, are we not in our Mishnah talking about a case of Osein Tam, that it's Batul B'Shishim, and that's what the Mishnah says, when if there's a crack in it, it's Usser, it means Batul B'Shishim, and therefore that would be a question on Abaye, because Abaye says that if it's Chamer Chadasa B'Envi, it's going to be B'Mashahu. So the Quran says, lo B'Mashahu, no. The Mishnah doesn't say, when it says usser, when it's cracked, it doesn't say whether it's no saint tam or b'mashu. So don't tell me that it's been no saint tam and against Abaye. I'll tell you it's mashu, and it's exactly Abaye's opinion. But Seba says, the Gemara, no, it can't be. Actually, the Mishnah must be referring to no saint tam. Why? Hamita katani seva zeha klal kol she b'hana aso b'no saint tam usser kol she ain b'hana aso b'no saint tam mutter. Well, if you look at the end of the Mishnah gives us a rule and talks about no saint tam, that if there's tam, then it asers the dish, and if there isn't, then it doesn't aser the dish. So if the whole point of the second half of the Mishnah is talking about the concept of no saint tam, then clearly the first half of the Mishnah is also referring within the context or the construct of no saint tam, and therefore we're clearly talking about shishim, which then will be a question on Abaye. Clearly we see that chamer chadasa b'envi is going to be b'no saint tam. So how is Abaye going to answer for himself? Very simply, v'abaye masnisin b'chamra as tika b'envi. Now you're making a mistake. We already had earlier, we said the assumption was that our Mishnah is talking about a case where new wine was mixed in with grapes. But who says it was new wine? There's no indication from the Mishnah that it was new wine, and therefore which caused us to question Abaye's opinion. No, it's old wine. And if the Mishnah is talking about old wine and it's talking about no Saint Tom, well, guess what? Everyone agrees. Abaye and Rava both agree that Chamar Asi Atika Be'invi Divrei Kol B'no Saint Tom, and therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah against or for Abaye and or Rava, and therefore we're left with the original idea that everyone agrees that Chamra Atika B'Envi is no Saint Tam, but Chamra Chadasa is a Machlokes, Abaye and Rava.